my week off from social media, what I learned and what scared me.
And maybe I'm naive, I'm gullible, I'm silly. I believe the news media in 2025.
Okay, well, yeah, you are silly. It's the emerging podcast scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Tone, time to do a podcast.
Yeah, let's go.
Time to do a podcast, Tone.
Hey now.
Do the Tone. Do the Tone podcast.
Sports topics.
Tone. Pod Tone. Tone Pod.
So, Ken, great to be back on the podcast.
Great
people missed
to
us.
Hear you. Great to see you.
We were out for the holidays. A lot transpired.
I think you brought up on the air what you wanted to talk on the pod, by the way, about the schedule, about the regular season.
Mm.
I wrote that down. I'm like, he's talking about this now on the air. I think he wanted to do this for the pod.
I slipped into it.
On Tuesday, but you slipped into it, so it's okay. Can I? So if we can't do your thing, since we already did on the show about the NBA, can we do my thing?
Yeah,
I stayed away from Twitter for 10 days at least, right? Because I went off just on the morning of Christmas Eve, and I came back technically Sunday, right? I did check in a couple of times, and you're gonna love this because I think it shows you how big social media is and isn't, especially Twitter, of all places. I don't look at Twitter the same way a lot of people do. Oh, I'm going to Blue Sky or I'm going to Threads or whatever. So it's like it's there. Someday it will not be there. Someday they'll shutter it and that'll be it. Just like everything, like Zanga and all the other stuff. But I stayed away from it, and I almost conducted a little bit of an experiment because I took time off for the holidays, and I wanted to do the old Ernie Ladd. Ernie Ladd would, as Jim Cornette would say it, Ernie Ladd would say that your brain takes in so much knowledge, and every now and then you got to take a vacation and wring your brain out. And so I decided to do that, and I've done that from time to time, taking a break from social media. But this, it was almost an experiment because I was at home during the holidays. So this would have been December 26th, the night of December 26th. I'm sitting at my desk, just doing a few things, and I go, well, let's check out Twitter. And I looked at Twitter, and I didn't notice much. And I went, and I wanted to see if I replied to something, and I saw my tweet about the 2016 Cavs, the 2024 Cavs, and you had responded. I told you not to tweet this or something like that. You tweeted something at me. Like I told you, because I said that this is such a fun group. This is maybe the most perfect Cavs team I've ever seen.
And then Channing Frye
responded. And Channing Frye got a hold of it. And so, because one of our listeners was like, boy, I didn't take Ken pissing off the 2016 Cavs on Christmas Eve of all day. I go, I didn't get one text. I didn't get one call. I got no messages, nothing. I was totally, by the way, I did not get killed. I went, oh God, because he quote tweeted it. And I think he did it at, he tagged Kevin Love and Richard Jefferson. And it's like, I guess what they already forgot about us. And I go, oh God, these responses are going to be ugly. Not really. Not really. There were a lot of people like, hey, guys, we respect you, but this team's really a lot of fun. And there were a lot of the anti-LeBron people got in, and I'm like, I like LeBron James. I like LeBron. I'm a fan. The reason I did say it was because, yeah, this is a team that it was that season, and I think this is what may be frustrating, quote-unquote, that season was all built up to what's the finals, what are they going to do, LeBron versus Golden State. Is this going to be the showdown? And how many games is it going to last? Can we get over the hump of Golden State? This season is more about Boston, but we're enjoying the regular season so much because we don't have LeBron anymore. We no longer have the cheat code. Donovan Mitchell's a great player. Donovan Mitchell's not the greatest of the generation or arguably one of the greatest ever.
Might go down history as second best Cav.
might go down in history as the second best Cavalier. That's a great conversation to have. May go down that way. And God bless him if he did, would love that story to go down, because that means he's going to be here for a long time.
I wonder if he has to, I know we'll talk about this another day. I wonder if he has to win a title, or if, because he's the best player on this team, Kyrie was not the best player on those teams.
I want to test Mitch of whether or not he's listening. Mitch, text it to the group. Maybe we can discuss it. We don't have to discuss it tomorrow. We can discuss it the day after or whenever. So, boy, I love that conversation, by the way, whether or not Donovan's the second best to ever do it here. But I did not get the vitriol I thought I was going to get. And I go, this is 48 hours later. Am I supposed to start responding to people on social media? I was totally unbothered. Here I was. If I was paying attention to social media, I would have been getting hammered, scared about Channing Frye picking it up and covering my bases. Like, no, and trying to overexplain myself. I didn't know any of that. I go, wow, what blissful ignorance this is. I'm over here watching football on December 26th. Didn't pay attention to a damn thing. And then I closed it back out and moved on about my night. Then, here was the bad thing about it. Woke up, this would have been New Year's Day, and it was, went through my morning, went through the stuff, 1 o'clock comes around, first bowl game comes on, I had zero clue about the terrorist attack. None. And I went, oh my God, what is this? Because they were like talking about delaying the game. I went, delaying the game? For what? Oh my God! I had no idea. And then I got upset because I went to social media. I went to Twitter. Not just social media, I went to Twitter. And there was a time where you went and it was all news sources. You could click on it and find stories and reports and things like that about what had happened. This was all a bunch of people espousing whether or not they thought it was on one entity or another. And I'm like, I got to find the information. Where's the information? And I go, boy, this is the bad part of Twitter now. Because, you know, a lot of what we do is on Twitter. And I go, man, this is the bad part of it now. This is really the bad part of, I used to be able to find these things. Now I can't. And I felt that, man, if I wasn't so in tune with my phone, it scares me that I would not know everything I need to know before I go speaking about certain things. And that scares me.
It's the good and the bad mm-hmm. of all of this. Curating your own experience has a lot of benefits, has a lot of downsides too. When you think about how our parents were raised, they were given 3 channels on their TV. Depending on how old you are and how old your parents were, they're given 3 channels.
Yeah.
We always would say 3, 5, and 8, but it was NBC, CBS, and ABC.
WUAB, Lorraine Cleveland.
And they all got their national headlines that way. You didn't really hear about the news. This is once they got rid of the afternoon delivery of the paper. You had the Cleveland Press and,
yeah,
you know, versus the Plain Dealer. But you didn't really find out the news until you watched your local news at 6, and then you watched your national news.
Mm-hmm. Or break-ins.
And they'd have the break-ins. Mm-hmm. You'd be watching your stories.
1 o'clock, Central Time, yeah, President Kennedy.
Yeah, and then they'd have the break-ins. So
take off your
glasses.
The
good and the bad was, the good was, this has already been curated for you. Mm-hmm. Here is the news that matters. There are people in high positions in the industry that determine what's big news, and they feed it to you. You don't really question it. You just absorb it, and that's the news. Not a lot of analysis, though there would be slanted news. Sure, there's always going to be bias in news gathering and news coverage. Now you get to get notifications on your phone from the people you trust. Obviously, the problem with that is your people and you trust versus my people and my trust.
Mm.
Who are the independent purveyors of the news to give you any of this stuff? Who are they? We'll argue about it. We'll argue about it. You say Fox
who
News.
To trust?
I say CNN. All right. Mm. Well, I can show you where Fox News screwed up and got sued. I can show you where ABC screwed up and got
they've
sued.
They've all been sued.
They've all been sued now.
And lost those suits.
And some have been massive settlements.
Yeah.
So where are you getting your news from? Why do you trust the people you're getting your news from? And what are you doing with that information? My For You page has become the worst of the worst, but also the most entertaining of the most entertaining. So it keeps me. It grabs me.
Interesting.
And I'd like to think that given what I do for a living, whatever expertise I feel that I have, you'd think I would be really good at discerning what's garbage and what's good, what's true, what's fact, what's fiction. But in all actuality, I'm just a consumer like everybody consumes, the people that consume us that are listening right now. And I probably fall for the same manipulations despite my best efforts. And so I saw the same stuff you saw.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, like, go back. We did a whole podcast about the drones, basically. And that's completely gone away. Notice nobody's talking about the drones anymore. In some pockets, that's all people are still talking about. But for the most part, the national media has moved on. And we didn't really get any kind of a big takeaway. I saw a lot of people filming things, calling them drones that weren't drones. Like, I saw a bunch of idiots shooting bullets into the sky.
Boy, that was nuts.
Of course,
why are people doing that on New Year's Eve?
It's always.
Why are we doing that?
It's always going to go
nuts. It's a waste of ammo.
Because people don't trust any institutions. They don't trust news. They don't trust their government. They don't trust leadership.
Mm-hmm.
They don't trust business. They don't trust anything. So they don't trust schools. They don't trust anything.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a community that the breakdown of social media and the breakdown of the barriers between all these pockets of information and influence is we don't trust anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you're seeing the results of that. When we don't trust anything, we create our own havoc and we get lost in a sea of nonsense that I think is very easy for now other entities to manipulate. And so we're being manipulated 24/7.
And I also think the pandemic was 5 years ago, but I still think we are dealing with that right now. What to believe, what not to believe,
sure.
Who to believe, doing our own research, not doing our own research, believing following the science. I think that shook a lot of us to our core, finding what is the truth and what is not. And that if we could see something where we believe that we're being lied to from one entity or the other, why can't we be lied to with other ones? I think we've done that after 9/11. I think we've done that after the Vietnam War. I think we've done that in a lot of ways, especially because we've had more technology, more connection over the last 50, 60 years to make us believe that not everything is how it's given us. I mean, good God, we had a president who the media did not talk about his disability. And I did not know until, I swear to God, they didn't teach me that he had to use Franklin Roosevelt had to use a wheelchair until I was in college. And that was, I was born in 86, brother. Like, that was not part of the curriculum at Perry High School about, like, hey, he was actually doing more than you think because of that. And, like, this is a time where there is no things like that. I know, Owen.
I learned about polio, and he's who I learned about it from.
Maybe I was sick that day myself. I didn't know, but I did not realize, like, he was, like, had to stand there and, like, really couldn't walk. I knew that he had to use a chair of some sort, but I didn't realize he was that riddled with it in his previous life or earlier in his life during his presidency. I had no idea about that. So I think that you go back to these things and you try to believe yourself, but then you're always questioning. And I think there is a time where we question too much, but then we're given several reasons why did I trust that? Why did I trust this?
Yeah,
it does create a state of confusion and even panic.
I am of the mindset, I've thought about this a lot, and we all have our coping mechanisms. Like, I'm somebody that when we talk sports, I don't trust what anybody says, right? But it's also, I think, part of my job to poke holes, try to figure out why things are the way they are. But I also realize I can't do that. I can't do that 24/7. I need to be able to have, even if it's a certain amount of gullibility, I have to take some things, some parts of my day at face value. Because if I don't do that, it would lead to hysteria. When you really think about the craziest person you know. I know my buddy's uncle. I don't see him anymore. Was always a great guy around certain events and certain family things and certain friends. And then it got really creepy, some of the stuff that he would bring up to me. Things like Pizzagate. And I'd say, hey, you know that didn't happen. There was no Pizzagate. Oh, my God. I wish I wouldn't have said it. I wish I just would have told him I agreed with him. It would have been easier agreeing with him because he made all of our interactions starting from that point. And if you think about that, If you believe that, which has been debunked, Pizzagate has been debunked. People went there looking for kids. They found nothing. There's nothing. There was
but
never a Pizzagate.
There's enough misinformation, Anthony.
But if you are, you know this. But if you are starting the conversations from a standpoint of this conspiracy theory must be true, and it's up to you to prove otherwise. Like, we're not going to get anywhere with that. And I honestly think now what social media has done, here's the bad part. There's a lot of good. Been a lot of good. Crowdsourcing has been great in a lot of different ways. It's been great in science. It has been. It's been great in a lot of ways. It's been great about learning about repressive regimes, about what's going on in corners of the world you didn't know about. That's important. Mm-hmm. That is a huge breakthrough, and why there are certain things that Elon Musk is doing, getting information out of different places, I think is very, very valuable and should be breakthroughs that we should covet and champion. At the same time, we are in a world where now we joked about, hey, now everybody's an expert on Facebook about diseases, right? Or viruses. Now everybody's an expert on drones and airspace. Now everybody's an expert on food. Now everybody's an expert on everything, the air that we breathe in. And you know what? I think maybe we were better off when society didn't think they were experts on all this stuff. Maybe they needed to be told certain things. Maybe they didn't have the capacity. Maybe they had to worry about their families. And I think what's happening is people are putting aside things and responsibilities that matter to them. I mean, think about the people that packed up and went to the Capitol 4 years ago. Think about those people. Those weren't rich people. Those weren't well-off people in leadership positions. These were people manipulated. We could debate forever who manipulated them, but they were manipulated. And they put their responsibilities aside to go do something that they didn't even know what they were going to do. What were we going to do?
I don't think.
Once we got in the Capitol, what
were we? I don't
know
if any of them intended to get that far.
What were we going to do when we got there? We had no plan. It's a bunch of idiots that had no plan. And because of that, did you see like the videos of these people on the flights over? These people spent their hard-earned money, and we find out a lot of people didn't have any money. They're not well off. They didn't have any bank accounts with a lot of money. They were just manipulated by the news and the people they trusted to go fight for a cause that, to this day, there was no cause to fight for.
Well, do you believe,
there was no election that was illegitimate.
Hold on. Do you believe, though, that things can get out of hand and that many of those people just decided that they were going to protest, which is a right, and things obviously got out of hand?
I'm a big believer in protests.
Okay.
Of course I am.
Okay.
I'm not in a big believer of doing bodily harm to the Capitol Police.
Of course not.
I believe in law and order.
Of course not.
And I saw a bunch of people who were not compliant that day. So we've just got to be fair. Who led those people? I don't want to make it all about that. I want to say that if we are capable of doing that, what else are we capable of when we don't believe anything that we are being told? And this is where I think that could not have happened before social media level.
I think you have a responsibility to be a little bit careful about it in a way, because I get, when we talked about the drones thing, I couldn't help but say it out loud on the air. You keep telling me you don't know what they are, but you say we're fine.
Yeah.
That doesn't add up. You're supposed to be, small government. I'm a bigger believer in smaller government, but at the same time, I do believe there is a responsibility to try to protect the populace as best you can in general. And when you're telling me two different things, I don't understand.
When I went a kind of a different way with it, when I heard Trump give his address.
Really?
When Trump gave his address and he's like, there's been a lot of confusion. I kind of got clued in on it. And, basically kind of dismissed it. If you notice, Trump's like, we're going to get down to the bottom of this. And notice Trump hasn't talked about it since.
So
what does that tell you? If that guy who's willing to embrace every conspiracy theory is ready to throw everybody under the bus from prior administrations, when he stopped talking about it, I have to have, if it's a big conspiracy and that guy is not talking about the conspiracy, I've got to feel we're going to be okay. I got to feel that way.
I was going to say, I go, if they're telling me that they don't know what it is, but they also tell me that we're going to be fine. Yeah. I cannot imagine a America post 9/11 that would be that reckless.
Right.
I really can't.
And maybe I'm an idiot. Maybe I'm naive.
And there will be people out there who hear that and they think that's naive.
And you know what? But I'm going to go about my day and go about taking care of my family and thinking about preschool open house next week. I'm not going to go outside and shoot videos of drones all day and shoot bullets into the air. You tell me which is a better use of your free time.
Let me tell you this, though. I couldn't help it. I got home and I looked up. We live close, like kind of to a regional airport where there's a lot of small planes. And I got home and it was night and I'm looking up and going, that's kind of still in the same position. And I got out of the truck and I like open up the door and I'm like listening and I go, all right, that's a plane motor. Okay. It's just a really slow moving plane. But your mind, your imagination plays games with you.
I try to have fun with it, honestly, too. And I also try to think, okay, so what if? Meaning, what if it's all these countries or it's China and they have had a stranglehold over our intelligence for the last 10 years? I always try to think to myself, so what am I going to do with that information? What is Anthony Lima living the burbs, a modest situation with my family? What are we going to do with that situation? I think what social media has also built is this resistance where people think they are capable of doing something about it. And I just think that is the silliest thing in the entire world.
Well, I think that they
feel there is nothing you are going to be able to do if we are compromised to such a point where another country has a stranglehold over our intelligence and they start dropping bombs, they start using... I'm sorry. There's nothing you can do about it. And your weapon collection is not going to be able to do anything about it.
It's about doing something to protect their immediate situation.
Good luck.
And that's what they're willing to discuss and go down for. But what the hell was I going to say to you? Well, you're dropping a lot of stuff. I mean, there's this is heavy stuff you're talking about here.
And by the way, if you vehemently disagree with me, anybody that listens to this, I would love to entertain the conversation because...
Well, you just said don't want to talk to your buddy's uncle anymore.
I'm not... Okay, because we can't even agree on what color the sky is. When we're there, there's just really nothing to do.
But I also think it's gotten bad where, you know, there's no agree to disagree anymore. And that's what I don't like about a lot of things is where's the agree to disagree?
Like if you're coming.
Like that's when we first started, real quick, when we first started, we held on to every argument as long as we could.
Stupid.
And there has to be a point of, I still disagree, but
we gotta move on.
We gotta move on to another thing. So it becomes agree to disagree and you move on. There's none of that anymore.
Yeah.
There's none of that. Like people turn these online disagreements that now they could be arguing with AI for all we know.
Yeah.
They are turning an online disagreement and they make it their entire personality. There are people that start an argument on Facebook and it envelops their lives.
I get it though. I understand. I'm not looking down on you for getting engulfed in it. I am just because I'm telling you, I've been in that world. When I had nothing going for me, I was on those message boards back in the day, Ken, and it would be checking constantly. Is there any response? How can I get the best of these totally anonymous people, these strangers?
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize at some point, man, you gotta just create a life for yourself. You gotta get away from that weird internet. It can be fun. It can have, you know, you could become your own character in a show, right?
That's what I like so much. I recorded a message for our listeners, which I don't like reading responses, and I got out of there. And I thought it was a step back to a life that I used to live as a child, that America used to live, and I enjoyed it. I can't, it's only a vacation now because it's not realistic anymore. I mean, you could try to unplug from everything. I know that when Donald Trump was elected president in 2016, I think there was a guy in Ohio who he swore off news. He didn't want to know anything else, and he lived a completely newsless life.
Oh my God.
I think there was an article in the Times about it, which to me is going a little too far there.
Yeah.
But it was like, I was like, wow, I didn't know this until I saw it on. I decided to turn on
that's
the TV.
That's wild. You didn't get a text or anything.
It was on TV. I wasn't really around my phone during that time. I decided to turn on the TV. The news of the terrorist attack was on TV. I took that in. I had an opinion that a famous person seemed to have a problem with. And maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Maybe he was just having fun. I don't know. You're quoting me. I think you're trying to get people to dunk on me. But either way.
You never know tone.
And I was totally... not taken aback by it whatsoever.
Okay, so how'd you feel after the fact? What is your takeaway? Would you do it again? Would you try to continue to do it? Because you've got...
But
you
I
just,
can't...
You,
I,
Kenny, you were just... You just posted a photo of your kid winning his first wrestling match.
Yeah.
Like, that's the stuff you want to be a part of.
Yes.
Not, notice it's cropped, not online though. Watching murders and beheadings and, you know, nudity 24/7. Maybe 22/6, but not 24/7.
No, you got to take Sunday off from that. Or at least one of the weekdays. One of the two. I don't think I could. And not because I got to talk to people.
Don't you feel better? Don't you feel so much better conversing with people in actual life?
Yes, and I don't. But I also don't like being one of the people who I just tweet and I never check my mentions. I don't want to do that. I think that there is a connection to certain people that they feel that they can reach out. And hey, if you want to cuss me out or whatever, I'm 99 times out of 100, I'm just not going to respond.
They always back down.
But
when they fight with
it doesn't even that doesn't
pisses
matter.
Me off.
It just because I'm
you're
just
gonna go after Ken.
You're
keep
not
going
gonna
after
get,
him.
I'm not going to be mad at you. I'm not going to be mad. This is sports. This is not real life. It's entertainment. You're not going to ruin my day. You with the BoJack Horseman avatar is not going to ruin my day. I'm not going to be mad. I'm going to say thank you for listening and move on with it. That's the way I'm going to do it. I know that people have to use Twitter for different reasons. I don't. Okay? They pay me to interact with fans. They don't pay me to take abuse. And I do take the interact with fans part very serious. I want to interact with Cleveland fans. But I'm not going to be abused. And I'm not going to contribute to the abuse and then turn that into all Cleveland fans. So there has to be something where you are in real life, but you are also living the fantasy of online because you're a part of other people's fantasy in that way. That might not make sense to some.
It totally makes sense.
So I can't completely defuse myself of it because if I do, I will end up thinking away or saying something that is not up to date with the times, no matter what that is. So I can't allow myself to do that. But I got to tell you, it's nice for a week at a time. Like we're going to Florida in about 6-7 weeks or something like that. I will not have my phone on me.
That's perfect. I don't know if I could do that.
Will not do it.
I don't know if I could do that the whole time.
I will try my best to not have my phone from me.
But man,
on me.
I'll tell you, like as just, you know, it definitely coincided with having kids and me getting yelled at by my wife for having my phone out. And maybe it comes to the detriment of the show or our relationship with listeners. I'm definitely not on Twitter doing the same things I was doing before, which was really trying to start conversations. I'll still do it here or there.
Yeah,
you'll
but I don't. Well, I think you actually do, but I don't think you participate as much in it.
Right.
I think I definitely you're fine
don't.
With just letting it go.
Which to some extent, I kind of feel bad about because... That engagement with listeners, the early portions of the show, it was kind of cool. Like, hey, people listen to our show. Let's go back and forth with them. Let's have fun. Let's get in fights, but let's go get drinks at a Cavs game. Like, if I see you at the MAC tournament, let's go have fun. That part is over. I'm at this stage, I'm just not able to do that nearly as much. Maybe you can do that with Jake Volnick and who's at the station now, who's single and... Or is he married?
Volnick has a girlfriend, man.
All right. You know, whoever. The younger people on staff.
Did you see he wore pants in yesterday?
Yeah.
Not sweat.
It's a new year.
Somebody's trying to get a job.
Yeah, it's a new year. We still have a job open here?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. We could see that.
Is it open to anybody?
Yeah.
Can our listeners apply?
Yep.
Go ahead.
All right.
Keith.Britton.
We also have a coming in hot button.
There you go. Boom.